Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So devotees, we are in chapter 6. We are in chapter 6. And we are continuing on here. Let me just see. So it was a Ekadasi. It was a Ekadasi in Navadvipa. Yes. So, oh Krishna. It was a Ekadasi. Nimai had been learning his alphabets, and he'd been expressing some anxieties and crying, but generally, or always actually, when he would cry, then, as we discussed, it was a well-known thing amongst the local everybody, particularly the local ladies, that when Nimai cries, you chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And he stops crying. So, one time, he did not stop crying, in spite of everyone repeatedly chanting the holy names. He would not stop crying. So, so they asked him, everyone was asking him, what's the problem? What do you want? We'll get it for you immediately. Just say what it is, and it's yours. Please tell us. But then eventually, Nimai said, I want to take some of the prasadam offered by those two Brahmins. The two Brahmins, yes. So who were those two Brahmins? Jagdish and Hiranya Pandit from Navadvipa. And here's a few verses. Nimai is speaking. Jagadish and Hiranya are both great devotees, and I desire something from them. Today is Ekadasi.
Oh.
Ekadasi Vrata ke.
Yeah.
And they are both fasting, but they have prepared varieties of foodstuffs for Lord Vishnu. If I could eat their offering, I will be cured and able to walk. Interesting. So, the relatives took Nimai across. It was a little distance away, not so far, but it was a little distance, like a different suburb, you could say. And so relatives took Nimai to their house because he spoke their names. Jagdish and Hiranya Pandit. So they took Nimai to the house of these two great devotees and explained to those devotees what had happened. And then Jagadish and Hiranya Pandit gave Nimai everything they had cooked for the Lord that Ekadasi day, which was quite a bit. And as a result, Nimai stopped crying. Yes. Now there's no mention that I'm aware of, that I've seen, of what sort of prasadam it was. Was it Ekadasi prasad or non-Ekadasi? Because they cooked for the Lord. And, you know, in many of our temples, like Radhakrishna temples, on Ekadasi, the devotees cook regular bhoga, regular, not Ekadasi, but, you know, rice and puris and chapatis and just regular. And then it's distributed the next day. So in this case, it's not clear. I mean, maybe if we looked at the Bengali, we might get, you know, if it says anna, it would tend to mean grains. But anyway. But whatever it was, Nimai was given all of it, and he stopped crying, and he was very happy. In other words, you know, when problems get really serious, take prasadam. Something like that. Here on today, we offered Ekadasi to the deities. All Ekadasi, is it? And
they make rice.
Oh, rice. Just rice.
Rice for Rajbhoga.
For Rajbhoga.
Puri for breakfast.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay. All right. So, there you go. So now, as we learnt from the chapter title, that, you know, the chapter title suggested Nimai being mischievous and starting his education. We already read some things about him starting his education. Mischievousness, not so much, unless you take the crying to be mischievousness. But now we go into a whole section which is just focusing on Nimai being really mischievous, really transcendentally naughty. And to do this, to go into the subject, I'm going to read some verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat which describe Nimai being naughty. And for those for whom it's practical, we're going to start with chapter 6, Adi Leela, chapter 6, verse 58. Verse 58. And then we'll read on some verses. So, let's see. Let's just see, first of all. Yeah. Well, before we start from verse 58, let me just introduce some of the details. So, he would tease his friends, and he would swim in the Ganges till midday. The elderly men of Navadvip regularly came to complain to Jagannath Mishra. And the young girls would come to Mother Sachi. So let us just read from, is it maybe verse 57 or so? Due to his misdeeds, we are unable to bathe properly. He splashes water on me and disturbs my meditation. Verse 58. Another complaint. Your son asked me, who are you meditating on? Your son asked me, who are you meditating on? In Kali Yuga, I am directly Lord Narayan. And you can imagine some of the reactions. Someone said, he stole my Shiva Linga. And someone else said, he ran away with my chada. Yes. Someone said, I kept the ingredients for worshipping Vishnu. Flowers, durva grass, boga, sandalwood pulp, and the Lord's asana. I kept those things on the bank of the Ganges. When I went to take bath, your son sat on the Lord's asana. He ate the boga. He smeared himself with the sandalwood pulp, decorated himself with the flowers, and ran off. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Serious. Then he said, oh, Krishna. Then he said, why are you unhappy? He for whom you arranged those ingredients has himself enjoyed them. All right, now verse 63. Someone said, I was standing in the water chanting my Gayatri, and he grabbed my feet and pulled me down. Another said, he always takes my flower garlands, flower basket, and fresh cloth. Someone else said, he steals my Bhagavad Gita. Then someone complained, my son is very young, and your son makes him cry by putting water in his ears. Another person said, he comes behind me, climbs on my shoulders, and then jumps in the water, exclaiming, I am Lord Mahesh. Someone said, your son sits on my asana and eats the offerings I've prepared for Lord Vishnu. Then he worships Lord Vishnu. When I come out from my bath, he throws sand on me. He is surrounded by all the other mischievous boys. He exchanges the men's cloth with the women's. And then everyone is embarrassed when they go to dress. Oh, Jagannath Mishra, you are our dear friend. Therefore, we are informing you that your son does such things every day. He remains in the water for up to 6 hours. So how will his body remain fit? At the same time, all the neighborhood girls approached Mother Sachi in an angry mood. They all complained to Sachi, O Thakur Rani, listen to what your son has done. He steals our clothes and speaks very badly. If we protest, he throws water on us and starts a quarrel. By force, he scatters whatever fruits and flowers we bring for puja. When we come out from our bath, he throws sand on us. He's surrounded by all sorts of mischievous boys. He sneaks up behind us and shouts in our ears. One of the girls said, he spat water in my face. And then he threw okada seeds, which cause itching in my hair. Someone else said he wants to marry me. Every day he behaves with us like this. Does your Nimai think he is the son of a king? The activities of your son Nimai exactly resemble what we've heard about the activities of the son of Nanda. When we tell our parents about your son's mischief, they will surely quarrel with you. Therefore, please control your son immediately. So, after hearing about these disturbances caused by Nimai, Jagannath Mishra went down to the bank of the Ganges at midday to appropriately punish his son. When Nimai heard that his father was coming in an angry mood, then he rushed home by another path. He told his friends that when my father asks where I am, tell him today Nimai has not come for bathing in the Ganges. So then when Jagannath Mishra didn't see Nimai at the bathing ghat with the other boys, he came home where he saw Nimai decorated with marks of ink and looking as though he had not taken bath. Dry hair, because he had long hair, and you all know it takes time to dry. Jagannath Mishra was overwhelmed with love and couldn't understand his son's trickery. When he asked Nimai about those complaints, young Nimai said, I didn't go to bathe in the Ganges. But nevertheless, these people falsely accuse me. So now I will actually misbehave. So then Nimai went back down to the Ganges. And in the meantime, Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra are just wondering, who is this boy who has taken birth in our house? So I'll read again. This time I'll read from verse 112. So, or 113, sorry. Drops of ink beautified the Lord's golden limbs and resembled bumblebees surrounding a champak flower. The Lord called out, Mother, give me some oil. Let me go take bath. Hearing her son's request, Mother Sachi became joyful. She could not see any sign that he had taken bath. After giving him the oil, Sachidevi thought, what did those girls and Brahmins complain about? He has drops of ink on his body, and he's wearing the same clothes and carrying the same books. Soon after, Jagannath Mishra arrived there, and Vishvamba climbed on his lap. Sri Mishra was filled with ecstasy on seeing his son, and he lost external consciousness by his embrace. Sri Mishra was astonished to see that Nimai was covered with dust and devoid of any sign that he had taken bath. He said, Vishvamba, what kind of mentality do you have? Why don't you let people take bath? Why do you steal the ingredients meant for worshipping Lord Vishnu? Don't you have any reverence for Lord Vishnu? The Lord replied, today I have not yet gone for bath. My friends have gone ahead of me. They have misbehaved with those Brahmins and girls for blaming me, even though I wasn't there. Since they blame me when I wasn't even there, now I will actually do some mischief to them. Saying this, the Lord smiled as he left to take bath in the Ganges, where he met again with his friend. When Vishvambhara arrived there, the boys embraced him and laughed after hearing what happened. They all praised him, saying, Nimai, you are very clever. You have escaped a good beating today. Whoa. As the Lord engaged in water sports with the boys, at home Jagannath Mishra and Sachi were contemplating. They thought, whatever those devotees, Brahmins, and the girls complained cannot be false. But then why were there no symptoms of his body having taken bath? His body was covered with dust. He had the same dress and same books. His hair was dry. Everything as though he had not taken bath. It seems that Sri Vishvamba is not an ordinary human being. Perhaps Lord Krishna has appeared by his internal potency as a human being in our house. So they're thinking, they can't understand. How are these things possible? Particularly all the Brahmins, they're really reputable people who they've known like all their lives. They're their associates. And the girls are very pious young girls. So on one hand they think that they can't be lying. They wouldn't be lying. They wouldn't. They don't lie. But then on the other hand, look at Nimai, completely dry. It's not physically possible. So maybe our child is a demigod. Or someone like that. So, while they were contemplating in this way, the Lord, who is the jewel amongst the Brahmins, arrived there. In the ecstasy of seeing their son, the couple forgot all their ideas and became so filled with affection that nothing else was important. For them, The two praharas, 6 hours, that the Lord spent at school studying seemed like 2 yugas. Due to separation from Nimai, The duration of 6 hours appeared like 2 yugas. If the Vedas chanted the glories of this couple with millions of mouths in millions of ways, still they could not reach the limit of their good fortune. Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, whose son is the Lord of innumerable universes. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha enjoys his pastimes, which by the influence of his external energy, no one can understand. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So we have another 5 minutes. I'm going to go into chapter 7, which is titled Sri Vishwaroop Takes Sannyas. He is the older brother of Lord Chaitanya of Nimai. By some years, he is, you know, at this point, Nimai is, well, he's in school, but he's in the earlier stages of school. But Vishwaroop has finished school, and he's like a young adult. He's like maybe 16, 17. There may be several years, maybe even 10 years difference between them. So Vishwaroop takes sannyas. And what's discussed here is that Vishwaroop taking sannyas and Lord Chaitanya accepting the mood of Dattatreya and instructing his mother on the absolute truth while sitting on a pile of rejected clay pots. We'll just begin the chapter. So Sri Gaur-Gopal expanded his various mischievous childhood pastimes. I'll read verses 5 and 6. Whenever his parents tried to restrain him, he would create twice as much mischief. He would then break anything at home that he could get his hands on. Thus, out of fear, his parents no longer tried to restrain the Lord, who was then free to fully enjoy his pastimes. So his parents couldn't control him, as we just read. But as soon as Nimai saw Vishwaroop, his older brother, then immediately he'd give up his mischief. Interesting relationship. So who is Vishwaroop? In Krishna Leela, he's Lord Balaram. Yes? Both Vishwaroop and Lord Nityananda are Lord Balaram. Both of them. Yes. So, even though Vishwaroop understood that his younger brother Nimai was Balagopal Krishna, he didn't disclose this confidential fact to anyone. And all he did himself, his program was, he always remained intoxicated by discussing topics of Krishna and serving Krishna in the association of the Vaishnavas. So, and he was very disappointed by the situation in Navadvip, the general situation with the people, because even They were just so much on the platform of material enjoyment, and they were so envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that even the reciters of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam were devoid of devotion to Lord Krishna. And they wouldn't really discuss Krishna. Yeah, no bhakti. So the pure devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya, they began to cry for the pathetic condition of the living entities. And these are some of the things those nonsense people would do. This is verses 18 to 21. They would compose blasphemous rhymes and recite them when they saw a Vaishnava. They challenged, "What's the use of being a sannyasi, a chaste wife, or a tapasvi? They must also die. We consider someone pious if he can ride on a palanquin or horse surrounded by 10 or 20 people. You all cry for the Lord with love and devotion, yet you remain poverty-stricken. You loudly and repeatedly chant the name of Lord Hari, but he becomes angry when anyone loudly chants his name." Interesting idea. So Vishwaroop became so dissatisfied with the people in general there in Navadvip that he eventually came to the point of thinking, "I will no longer see the faces of these people." Yes. So every day after taking morning bath in the Ganges, Vishwaroop would go to the place of Advaita Acharya, where Advaita would explain devotional service to Lord Krishna in great detail. So then, at lunchtime, Mother Sachi would send Nimai to collect Vishwaroop and bring him back. Bring him back for lunch. And when Nimai entered that assembly, oftentimes completely naked, then upon seeing the enchanting beauty of Gaurahari, the devotees, many of the devotees would faint. So like this, things went on. Things went on. The sweetness of sugar, let me just conclude. The sweetness of sugar candy is known to all. Although due to the fault of the tongue, it may taste bitter to some, the sweetness of the candy is neither lost nor diminished. Those who are attracted to the supreme sweetness of Sri Gaurasunda are most fortunate, while those who are not are simply unfortunate. Nevertheless, the sweetness of Sri Gaurasunda is not diminished. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Gopanima Mahotsava ki. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gopremanande.